Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good morning, Keith Hovert here, broadcasting Pensacola Business Radio from I-10 Wired Conference. I've got Mr. Vern Boyle in my booth today, Director of Technology for the Northrop Grumman.
Northrop Grumman.
Yeah, there we go. That's a mouthful. So tell me, what do they do? What do you do?
Well, Northrop Grumman is a large defense contractor, and we have business here in Pensacola, largely in the cybersecurity field, and that's what I do. I'm the technology director for Northrop Grumman, focused on solving hard problems for our customers in cybersecurity. Yeah.
So I tell you, I hear that word, and I've heard it over the last couple weeks, talking with these guys and getting this stuff set up. Some of it scares me. Mm. Now, you've got some issues out there, right? But why is cybersecurity such a hot topic right now?
Well, cybersecurity is a topic that touches everyone. Whether you're a private citizen or a business or a government organization, it's hard not to be affected by the cybersecurity aspects of your IT infrastructure. So you see a lot of things in the news about breaches and penetrations and compromises and loss of personal information. So the interconnected nature of our society forces it to be something that touches everyone.
Yeah. Why do you think it's so easy for the attackers and so hard for the defenders? Because there's a lot of cybersecurity guys out here trying to stop it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, because there are so many devices and they interconnect in so many different ways, it creates a lot of opportunity for the adversary to take advantages of weaknesses in those devices. And they've also created a lot of ways to automate their methods and their attack techniques.
So they don't even have to be there for it to happen, right?
Not at all.
Wow.
Not at all. And they're very smart. It's a very low barrier of entry to get into systems, and so it's a constant challenge.
Yeah, we were watching the hackers last night do their demonstration, and I was thoroughly impressed what they could do with just a thumb drive they had found.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the systems that that we use today, whether it's a computer or an operating system, are really built for efficiency and cost, and cybersecurity isn't always a major consideration.
Yeah. So, and you guys are working a lot with the government, you said. So what is the government doing, or what do they need to do that you know, differently for all of these threats that are going on out there?
Yeah, so, you know, the government's challenge is even more significant because beyond criminals and hacktivists, they need to worry about nation states and organized attacks against military targets, and that really makes it even more challenging for them. And so part of what our customers need to do and part of what we help them with is developing more sophisticated techniques to protect their systems, really moving in the direction of automation and trying to overcome some of the inherent vulnerabilities in the systems.
So is that what brings you to I-10 Wired today? I mean, are you finding a lot of that information here, or you know, what gets you through the door?
Yeah, so I-10 Wired is a great event that allows people to bring up new ideas, introduce conversations around new approaches to protect systems. You're always going to have the basics out there, but a lot of the conversations that excite me about something like I-10 Wired is being able to introduce new ideas.
Yeah. So what are some of those ideas that you are you going to introduce today, right? I'm assuming you're going to be here to introduce those,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So share some of those with us.
So one of the things that we're working on for our customers is ways to make their systems more resilient to attack, to essentially be able to operate with someone inside the system. So even if it's compromised, they can still fly the plane, they can still drive the ship, they can still get their mission done. And we're doing that through a variety of new technologies and new concepts. One that we call continuous trust restoration is really an automated way to restore your systems to a known state of trusted cybersecurity so that even if somebody manages to get inside for a short period of time, they can't really persist long enough to defeat your mission.
Yeah. So, and you know, you just touched on something too that, again, the hackers were doing yesterday, but they were saying, you know, we've got a drone and somebody's flying it, and next thing you know, somebody else is taking control. So that's a global issue. I mean, you could do tankers, there's all kinds of things that I guess we don't realize how much the computer is really really take control.
Yeah, that's right. You see a lot of things in the news on banks or you know, various stores and so forth, and you don't hear a lot about things around military systems, but those are certainly possibilities, and that's what concerns us the most as a company that not only builds the platforms but is responsible for securing them.
Wow. So it's, you know, it's, and it's so much to try to wrap your head around, but I mean, there really is just a lot that you guys have going on in that sense. But I want to know, what are you most excited to see here today?
Well, I'm excited to see the energy in the Pensacola area. You know, from the people I've talked to and the, you know, interactions I've had at the event so far, it's a fantastic area. There's a lot of enthusiasm around the companies that have set up shop here. A lot of opportunity to do more. It's clear that this area is going to be growing, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, I want to thank you for coming by our group today, our booth today, and I really hope that you guys are able to get the exposure that you want here at I-10 Wired, and certainly have enlightened me. And again, I, like I said in the beginning, we start mentioning cybersecurity, my head goes into 100 different directions. I just did not realize how vulnerable we are, right? And how much, like the internet, for instance. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the complete gateway to all this. Am I correct?
It is. Everything's interconnected, and you're going to hear more about the Internet of Things. It's sort of the next wave with even more devices and more channels and more opportunities for both the attacker, but also opportunities for us as defenders and builders of systems that need to be highly resilient. There's a lot of new technology coming that will allow us to do a better job.
Yeah, I got a feeling you got your thumb right on that, don't you?
We're all over it, yes.
Well, great. Well, Vern, I want to thank you again for coming by our booth here today at I-10 Wired, and I really hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank
you
very
absolutely.
Much.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.